With us right now, Mayor Andrew Halverson, a couple of things you've been working on. First of all, you might lose a fire chief. What do you know about that?
Well, I found out today via the fire chief that she is a finalist for the City of Wausau position, which is open for, of course, fire chief up there, which came as a bit of a surprise. I was not exactly prepared for that today, but I certainly recognize and understand the professional opportunity that it is for her. It's a larger department, it's a larger community, and of course her experience equally on the fire side of the house as well as the EMS side of the house presents obviously a package of skills and a level of professionalism that really is second to none in probably all of Wisconsin, quite frankly, especially as a female fire chief. There are very few of them, and the level of discipline that Tracy has shown, the level of cooperation that she's brought to the table to build great partnerships with Portage County, the Village of Plover. She's a spectacular fire chief. I do not want her to get the job in Wausau. I'll be very honest with you and your listeners. However, I will also say that if the City of Wausau is lucky enough to get her as their fire chief, they will have a remarkable candidate and a remarkable fire chief. So I wish her well. I certainly also told her that I hope she didn't get the job. But we had a wonderful working relationship, and I hope to preserve that if she either doesn't take the job or is not offered the job in Wausau. She's a great individual. She's a good friend of mine, and we have a great working relationship, and it'd be a shame to lose that. We've gone through some very aggressive emergency situations together at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and for almost 36 hours straight in one instance, and it's going to be a working relationship that I will be very sorry to lose.
Another topic, municipal court. You had a joint meeting with Plover today. What happened there?
Good progress. We will have openings posted with the local bar association as well as local media to make lawyers that reside in either the city of Stevens Point or the village of Plover aware that we will be accepting interested applications for municipal judge now through March 24th at 12 noon. And that will ultimately be distributed to the local media as well as a narrative referencing the statutes, of course, which empower municipalities to create municipal courts. The Village of Plover and the City of Stevens Point did take the step in requiring that to be an attorney. That is not required under the law, but the village as well as the city indicated that they wanted that level of professionalism and legal background to be able to come to the table for the municipal judge. So we will be collecting cover letters as well as resumes now through March 24th at 12 noon. Those can be sent to my attention as the chairperson of the Joint Municipal Oversight Committee, 1515 Strongs Avenue, for lawyers who may be listening to this broadcast who live in either the Village of Plover or the City of Stevens Point. So we made great progress, talked about the initial budget, laid out the framework for hopefully where court will be held, update on the offices for the municipal court clerk as well as the judge. So it's going remarkably well. It was a historic meeting of that group and really a historic move for the village and the city to, one, establish a municipal court, but more importantly, from an intergovernmental perspective, for the Village of Plover and the City of Stevens Point to do it together. You know, we've created the Metro Fire District. We've done a lot of cooperative things. We will be doing some cooperative comprehensive planning as we look at our economic development and growth strategies. So we're building a great partnership with the Village of Plover and the City of Stevens Point, which is something that we've been able to realize makes both of our communities collectively significantly stronger. And that's certainly going to prove very important in the next 5 to 10 years.
There's been one vote from the group that likes to oversee things at the ADRC Lincoln Center. They would prefer not to have it in that building. What did this joint group today talk about as far as possible meeting place for the court?
It won't be in the Lincoln Center. It will be at the Water Department conference facilities, more than likely. Very large room at the Water Department, which has the room for a capacity of about 35 to 40 in the gallery and plenty of room for the judge and clerk from a pretrial intake perspective or from a trial point of view. So that'll be a great facility that hopefully we'll be able to use. The city and the village expressed interest in wanting to not have to worry about going through the county as an intermediary for space. I think it's cleaner and easier that way, considering obviously it became an inappropriate situation with Lincoln Center and the ADRC. So I think it's the village wishes as well as the city's wishes to not have to worry about that. And by using our own facilities, we don't have to worry about the county.